KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 5:02. The Association of Village Council Presidents has objected to tribal provisions in the Violence Against Women's Act. The U.S. Senate reauthorized the Violence Against Women's Act on Tuesday, and the AVCP is specifically protesting language in Section 905 that excludes Alaska tribes from having community jurisdiction to protect women from violence, such as issuing and enforcing protection orders. Myron Nanig Sr. is president of the AVCP. He says this legislation transfers authority to the state, stripping tribal authority. Nanig says without tribal authority to take initial action towards offenders, it can appear that acts of violence against women are acceptable.
You know, if you commit a crime, you go out to a village for a day or two and you come back as if nothing has happened. Is that sending a message to the young people in the village saying that whatever this individual did that is wrong is condoned by the village or by the state?
Nanig says that there are challenges with having the state handle all the cases, such as the length of time for state troopers to respond to reports of violence and the expense of airfare for offenders to travel for prosecution. He adds that this legislation shows the role and responsibility of tribal governments is diminishing. He says even though the federal government recognizes tribes, Congress is enacting laws to limit their authority.
Taking away the possible authority of the tribes to work with the state as well as whoever might be law enforcement agency takes away the ability to work in partnership with the villages to deal with this issue.
Nanig says Governor Parnell's Choose Respect initiative, which focuses on reducing incidences of domestic and sexual violence, can also be limited by this legislation.
I hope that they remove that language so that it can be acceptable to our people in the villages, and that our villages are partners when dealing with this, and so that respect for our women who brought us all to this world will be, you know, held in high regard.
The AVCP is communicating with the U.S. House of Representatives to try to get the language changed. Governor Sean Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell visited Nome yesterday as part of a kind of rural Alaska hub community tour. They were in Barrow Tuesday evening and in Bethel last night. Yesterday morning, they met with students at Nome Belts and at the Anvil City Science Academy, and the First Lady read to some students at Nome Elementary School. Governor Parnell says he's made it a habit to get out of the Capitol during session.
Just to hear from the people, and it really is just an opportunity for us to reconnect with our friends and the people we represent and let them know that we care and find out how we can represent you better, too.
And with the legislator meeting in Juneau over the past month, Governor Parnell says in 2013 there is a new tone in meeting Alaskan challenges together.
There are more public hearings occurring than in recent years and more public input being solicited. So I guess I just want Alaskans to know that in this legislative season that you've got a governor, first lady, representatives and senators who have a heart for Alaska and Alaskans. And we will continue working together, Republican and Democrat, for Alaskans and for Alaskans' interests.
The state of Alaska has roughly 24,000 employees, the budget is more than $12 billion, and in looking at Alaska's future, Parnell is working to attract oil companies to invest in the state. He's received criticism for the tax cuts his policies would give to oil companies, and he defends it by saying the cuts allow for further investment. He says at present, oil companies pay more to businesses in Alaska than they do in North Dakota and Texas.
Those places have turned their declining production around into increasing production. Alaska's oil production is still going down. We're at about 560,000 barrels per day, and we're declining at 6% every year. We cannot sustain that as a state. And so there are those on one side who say, you got to tax all you can now because it's kind of a going out of business sale for Alaska. I say no. Instead, let's lower taxes now, bring new investment in and create new production and new jobs and opportunities for Alaskans.
Democrats in the House and Senate minority caucuses introduced their own alternative proposal. Parnell says moving forward on his bill, numbered as 21 in the Senate, is critical to the state of Alaska. But Parnell, in his visit to Nome yesterday, said he takes your interests to heart.
I guess my heart is just really to let Alaskans know that I love them. I care for them. We're looking out for you as you expect us to and can hold us accountable to.
Also traveling with Governor Parnell was his rural liaison, John Moeller. Parnell says the students had great questions at the Nome schools, lots asked about the proposed pebble mine. A sunken barge near the village of Queethluck is causing problems. The mayor says the barge has contaminated a watering hole and forced residents to bring in drinking water. Mayor Boris Epchuk says the barge went down on the Queethluck River in October and is leaking petroleum. He says local government has spent more than $1,900 since December on about 7,600 gallons of drinking water. Containment boom was placed around the sunken barge, but Epchuk says plans to remove the barge were delayed by early freezing on the river. Local officials recently met with state officials and the company responsible for the barge. The company says it is drafting plans for a salvage operation in the next few weeks before river conditions deteriorate. And the Alaska House has unanimously passed legislation that would make March 29th of each year Vietnam Veterans Day. HB 67 passed 36-0 and now goes to the Senate for consideration. The bill from Fairbanks Representative Steve Thompson calls for the establishment of the day to acknowledge and commemorate the service of U.S. military members during the Vietnam War. It says the day may be observed by suitable observances and exercises by civic groups and the public. The price of gold in New York has fallen $8.20 today, closing out at $1,635.40. An ounce of silver fell 38 cents today, trading at $30.50, and a pound of zinc was at 98 cents. Unofficially six below outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock.